Christian Parenting.
This is Cynthia Yanoff, and you're listening to Pardon the Mess. Each week, we have honest discussions about the ups and downs of parenting and the lessons God is teaching us along the way. It's real, it's fun, and it's biblical. Life is messy. Don't walk the parenting road alone. Hey guys, welcome to Pardon the Mess. It's Cynthia, and I am thrilled that you're joining us today. And if you've been watching social media or listening, you know that today is the day that we're making a big announcement. And so I'm excited about that. And I'm not going to be one of those that talks about all the other things and like leaves it hanging to the very end because like there's nothing worse than that. So you're getting it straight up front. It's kind of a two-part, might I add, a two-part announcement. So part one is that I have this week and next week, and then I am no longer going to be hosting Pardon the Mess. I know, right? Like, how about that? I'm just going to drop that little bomb on you, but it's such a great, great thing, and I'm so excited for you to get to dig into that a little bit with me. So that's part one. Part two is there is a new host of Pardon the Mess, and I could not be happier for you to meet my really dear friend, Courtney DeFeo, who is actually sitting here. So it's kind of all kinds of funny, creepy that she's sitting here watching me say all this. Hi, Courtney.
Hey, you're doing so great.
Hey,
keep going.
Hey, thanks for that. And so, yes, Courtney is here and she will be hosting Pardon the Mess going forward. So it's this week. I'm giving you a little timeline and then we're going to dig into some things. Okay, so this week, if you're watching it like as we come out, May 18th, Courtney and I are going to chat about all the things related to this big decision and Pardon the Mess, and you're going to get to know Courtney. And then next week on the 25th of May will be my last week, and we're going to talk more about Pardon the Mess and favorite moments and funny things and how to make decisions in your life when you know the Lord's calling, but you don't absolutely have clarity behind that. So that's super fun. So here's where we are, Courtney.
You haven't cried yet.
No.
I'm so proud of you.
Literally, I'm tearing up as you're saying that. And the funny thing is I didn't think I'd cry. Okay.
Well, this is a big deal.
All right, Courtney. So how did I do? I mean, I just threw it all out there. How'd I do?
It's perfect. And there's no other way to do it. There's no other way to do it. You just got to rip the Band-Aid off. And hopefully no one ran off the road and they may be shocked, but.
Or maybe they're like standing ovation, people. It's about time,
no.
This girl. But either way, I am so excited that we get to do this together because there's so much that we want to tell you guys. Here's the short version on me. And then we're going to talk about Courtney today. The short version on me is just the Lord has called me to a different spot, Courtney. You know that we've talked about it. Like, call me to a different spot. And you know what's interesting about it? Like, there's so many things the Lord has done over the last months, even last years, like pointing me towards this new step. But the thing that's interesting is something you said the other day when we were lunching and you were talking about a sermon you've heard and how your pastor had talked about, you know, you and I were talking about obedience. And obedience, when it doesn't make sense, you're like, this is an interesting obedience step I'm being asked to take. And you talked about clarity over certainty. Do you remember that you heard in the sermon?
I do. Because they're similar, they're cousins, but they're not the same thing. And I think sometimes, as you're experiencing, we can have certainty that we're supposed to follow what God is asking us to do, but it's not completely clear.
Totally.
And that is a trust fall. You're literally taking a trust fall right now. And I think that the people listening, I think me, I think your friends are going to catch you because you aren't physically moving. You're still my neighbor, which is awesome.
Yay.
And you're just moving spots on the street of the internet. So tell the people you're not going away. I know your friends here, they've been listening for years. You have millions of downloads. They're going to be like, wait, I still liked hearing from her heart. So let them know the good news that you're not going.
Yes, I'm not going far. The news is I love that you said just changing addresses. Literally, I'm just changing addresses. I have a new podcast starting. It's at this moment out. It's called Mesmerized. And we'll talk more about that next week because there's a lot to that behind that. But I wanted to read you guys, and Courtney, here we go. Something that I feel like the Lord keeps speaking into me as I've been reading through Isaiah. And I love saying I'm reading through Isaiah, Courtney, because I feel like so biblical. Like, listen, I feel so deep. Like, I don't have to be like, I'm reading through, not that there's any lame book of the Bible. That's not what I'm saying. But, you know, like, that's sometimes I'm like, I'm just always in Ephesians.
Just diving into Ecclesiastes.
Right. No, excuse me. I'm out of the Psalms for a minute. I'm hanging out in Isaiah. But Isaiah 43 says this, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? And I just know the Lord's doing a new thing. Like I sure. perceive it. And that's one of the things that I just feel like the Lord keeps speaking over and over to me. It's like, be in tune, be obedient. And I know you feel the same way, Courtney. I've lived in obedience. I've lived in disobedience. I've done them both. Mm-hmm. Too old, too far along in my life to not go when the Lord calls, right?
That's right. Oh my goodness. And eventually we'll tell our story, but I do think one of the things we talked about when we were meeting to figure out if this was the thing, and it was so clear once we met that we're like, oh yeah, he's moving in both of our lives and it's been really sweet. But you talked about that you have rocks of faithfulness, right? Mm-hmm. That you can look back and go like, that was scary, but I obeyed and it was the right choice. Yeah. Like you have moments and all of us do in our lives where yes. And so guess what I didn't put in the mail to you?
You didn't?
But I got you the other day. Oh. I did it because I forgot because I'm a mess. But I saw this heart one.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that so sweet? That's so sweet.
You just made my day.
Pretend like it's the weight of a stone, but it's so sweet. It was at Sugar Bird the other day and I just grabbed it and thought, we're adding this to your pile because I think the whole thing is his faithfulness to me and to you and to that he's not done using you. And it's just like, we're going to bring up Chick-fil-A already. It's just like Chick-fil-A. We can't have too many Chick-fil-A's in the world. We all need a sandwich on every corner. And there's never too many people on the internet, in the podcast space, talking about parenting and Jesus and encouraging one another. It's just like more friends at the party, right?
Totally. Totally. I love that rock. Thank you. That makes me so happy. You're stone.
I'll actually get it into the mail at some point. So here's the envelope. I didn't even know your address, but it's coming.
It's coming. Well, this is fabulous. You're sweet. And I do. I'm showing you one right now. I have these stones of remembrance on my desk. The places where the Lord has been faithful. And in the moment, they're always scary. And I think this is one of those like, ooh, interesting. But I'm so excited. I'm excited for this new step. I'm excited for everyone who's going to be a part of Pardon the Mess, continuing on, which is like amazing with Courtney. And so we're going to talk about Courtney. I'm excited about people who are going to subscribe and listen to Mesmerize with me and all the things that will be going on. So we'll talk more about that later. But enough on that right now. Courtney DeFeo. Courtney, what's your middle name, Courtney?
Well, it's funny you say. I did not have one growing up. It was just Courtney McClure. My parents didn't give me a middle name, which is kind of rude because I love a good monogram. Yes. I wanted to monogram everything, but they didn't know that. It's all right. So Courtney McClure. So then when I got married, it's Courtney McClure DeFeo.
Courtney McClure DeFeo. I like that, Courtney. Let me tell you something. Mine is technically now Cynthia Wilkinson Yanoff, which is my maiden name. Who knew we were so progressive over here? But mine, because when I started practicing law, I was under Wilkinson, and y'all, this is real funny. I literally, like, you know, like when like someone like who's very established in the news or someone who's like really established in whatever, they keep their maiden name because like the people know them by their name. Apparently, like 3-year lawyer Cynthia Yanoff thought like, I can't walk away from Wilkinson. Everyone knows me as this. Never mind. I didn't have one client to my name and I was like pushing paper all day, but I kept that Wilkinson. I had it changed when I got married and, to this day, not one person cares, but there you go.
Listen, that sounds like you are at an attorney.
I am.
Like Wilkinson and Wilkinson. Mm-hmm. I mean, that just fabulous. Feels right. Yeah,
that's
good to know.
Not happening, but yes. So Courtney DeFeo, you and I we established this. You live here in Dallas and weirdly enough, we have all the same friends, but we did not know each other. How is it possible? And tell everybody about your family, all of that.
You know those mornings when you need your brain on, but the usual coffee routine just isn't cutting it? Maybe you love your caffeine kick, but not the crash or jitters that come later. If you can relate, maybe it's time to start looking for something different. Everyday Dose is coffee plus benefits. They combine high-quality coffee with powerful ingredients like lion's mane and chaga, collagen protein, and nootropics to fuel your brain, boost focus, and give you clean, sustained energy all day long. It tastes just like coffee, but without the downside. No crash, no jitters, just clean, steady energy. What really impressed me are the ingredients, things that support focus, productivity, even gut health, all in one cup. It's like your morning coffee upgraded. Right now, get 61% off your first coffee plus a peppermint mocha creamer, which is absolutely perfect for the holidays and over 100 in free gifts. Visit everydaydose.com/mess or use mess at checkout.
You
Yeah, it is weird that we aren't friends, but now we are. No. And we're stuck at the hip, so it's great. So I'm originally from Atlanta and married Ron there, had some first career moments there, then had the two girls, Ella and Larson, who are now 16 and 14. We moved to Orlando for 4 years, so we had a nice little like Disney annual pass, lived it up there. And then we've been here in Texas 7 years. I think we were here when the girls were first and third, and now they are finishing up 8th and 10th, which just seems like, you know,
yeah,
it's gone by so fast. You know, with older kids, it's like, well, how did that happen?
I know.
The oldest one is driving an actual vehicle, which is a little scary, here we are. And so Ron and I have been married almost 20 years. We're in the Colleyville area, so across town from you, mm-hmm. but certainly doable to get together for a quick lunch. I love that.
For sure. Let's stop and interject at this moment about your daughter driving an actual vehicle, because you and I have talked about this. I have a son, same age, driving an actual vehicle. When a girl gets a vehicle and she's like, I want to soup it up a little bit. Like, that's not the word she's going to use because she's a girl. But what does a soup up look like? Because I'm going to then tell you what a soup up looks like with a 16-year-old boy. So what's a girl like?
Okay.
Air fresheners, like furry.
Yes. I was about to say, it's all about the thing that illegally dangles. I don't even think they're allowed to supposed to have something dangling mm-hmm. from the rearview mirror, right?
I don't know.
But she's got like pom-poms, you know, bright colored pom-poms. My aunt sent her a fake flower set where she can change out the flowers and a little vase. Mm-mm. It's all about the verse, you know, posted where she can see it, which I'm a fan of that. And she is a music girl. I don't know how she's driving with the volume she has. I wish we could put a limit on the
yes. volume.
But yeah, there's no like sweet tires or nothing okay. like that.
Well, I knew that because I've done the girl thing. And now with my girl, yeah, it was all that. It's a thing dangling down. And it tells you what a great lawyer I am that I don't even know if that's illegal. Back to the fact I kept my maiden name because of all my clients. But yes, the dangly thing was really important. My daughter had one that said something about like, you know, my happy place is the beach. Now, listen, Courtney DeFeo, the Ganoffs don't go to the beach ever. We always go to the mountains. She goes, I know, but I like the color scheme. I was like, huh. So, okay. So that's interesting on the car. Let me interject what a 16-year-old boy has done to his car. And he works and he pays for most of this. But he just last week, never mind the lift and the tires. And we're not going to talk about all that. Last week, he said, Mom, I'm going to get a cherry bomb exhaust system. And I'm like, I don't know if that's like a warning on a Netflix subtitle. Like, is it dirty? Is this like, do I call the feds? Like, I don't know what that even means.
What is a cherry bomb exhaust?
Well, you come over here and let them start it and you'll know. I mean.
Okay. Am I tasting, smelling all the things cherry bomb are just coming at you?
It has nothing. Is it red? No, it's nothing sightly and smells good and makes you think favorable thoughts. It is literally exhaust and he turns it on. And I mean, like people fall out of their bed. It's so loud. It's like, whoa. And I'm like, what's going on? Who raises those kids, right? I'm like, is he troubled? What do I need to do? So we have a cherry bomb exhaust over here. So anyway.
No, ours is all about the fragrance as mm-hmm. well. Like there's a lot of fragrances going on. I've tried to get them away from, what's that place called? Bath and Body Works, where it's like, I'm going to have an instant migraine. So they're cheatering into some more favorable smells, but it's very much about the whatever we're spraying on yep. before we leave, spraying in the car, incense, you know, all those things.
All so, of it. All
lots
of it.
Of smells.
I love that.
No sounds, smells.
I love it. Okay. Now, you just were like, oh, yeah, I had a little, you know, life in Atlanta, a little this and that. Like, can we step back and talk about, like, you work for Chick-fil-A, for heaven's sakes, right?
Yes.
Like, tell us.
I did. And I was just there this week, which was just super special. And I might've teared up walking in because it was a huge pivotal part. So I went to Auburn, graduated in PR and decided to go. I wanted to go to a PR firm because I thought that was cool and had big dreams of going to New York or whatever. Yes. And I got the internship in Atlanta at Ketchum Worldwide. And I met this guy right out of the gate named Ron DeFeo. He was not nice. He was rude to me. He was like above me, like peon. So I'm intern, he's account coordinator. Mm-hmm. So ended up working on the Lowe's team and loving PR, working next to him. And so lots of funny stories from that time of working together. We were friends for a while, competitors even, and eventually started dating. Mm. And our boss would tell you she knew the whole time. Like,
wow.
She read at our wedding and said, like, I knew the whole time you were fighting, you were made to be. So that was kind of fun. So about 3 years into that, he went back to get his MBA and I applied at Chick-fil-A headquarters. And even though growing up in Atlanta, it's such a huge brand, it did not dawn on me to apply there. And once I started applying, it took 6 months. It was like getting into the CIA. Mm. And once, you know, it's like that hard to get. It was like, once I knew that this was a hard job to get, I was like, I want this more than anything in my life. So fast forward, got the job, worked in the marketing department, and it was only 6 years. But I'm telling you, that early 20s, early marriage, like your first career, it was so impactful to see how a company could operate with biblical values. And I could watch people live out that people were important and all the things that a lot of people put on their corporate statements, but they really do live it out and met incredible people. Faith was exploded. I got my MBA is what I say in life, just being a part of there. So 6 years I was in the advertising part with CALS. And then I moved over into marketing training and would train some of the marketing directors around the country. And then after that was a big decision to stay home with my kiddos and then started a few other things after that. But I joked before that it was kind of part of my identity. It was such a big company that I would say, hey, I'm Courtney. Nice to meet you. Did you know I worked at Chick-fil-A headquarters? Because it was like so, it was so awesome. So going back this week, there definitely was like a lump in my throat because it was like, I don't know, firing on all cylinders. You were working for great people. You were making a difference in the community. And it was just awesome. I miss it.
Courtney, if I was better at what I do here and a better interviewer, I would have remembered the exact words, but I don't. So I'm paraphrasing. But you said something early in there about how you really learned how to like love people well and do life with people. And you know what? Like, I just want to attest to that, everyone listening. Like, that is who you are. And I'm not just saying that, but like from the moment that this has started coming together and that we knew that you were going to take part in the mess, like, you have been above and beyond and just saying, okay, now I'm tearing up, by the way, you guys, everyone, bless it.
Me too. Me too.
You just above and beyond of being like, we're each other's people. We do this well. Like, just so supportive and honoring.
Funny. So sweet. You just said the word that kept coming to mind is that I should honor you if I got the job. And it's like, okay, if you've built something for 3 years, and yes, there was a team at Christian Parenting, but I don't know. I think it's just really important to honor what you've built. We're going to talk more about that next week. But funny enough, I didn't realize this until you just said that, but way back when I was being trained at Chick-fil-A, Dan Cathy, the president, Truett's son, was talking about how we were to treat the customer, all customers, every customer, no matter if they were in the drive-thru, in the thing, if they were walking up for a cup of water and they were homeless. He said, we want everyone to feel honor, dignity, and respect. And that that is stuck with me, that no matter if you are a famous podcaster, if you're a person in my kids, you know, carpool, if you're back in my groceries, like every human deserves honor, dignity, and respect. And it's a choice. I think the way that we look at people, the way that we see their stories. And so you've done the same for me, but I think it's been a really sweet gift that God's connected us and kind of a hard transition in some ways for you and me.
Yeah. Well, anyway, yes, I love that Chick-fil-A background. And so then you're not new, by the way, to the podcasting world because you had a podcast. Tell us about that with Winner.
Yeah. So after Chick-fil-A world and staying home with my kids, one of the phrases I like to say often is, there I was teaching people how to fall in love with Chick-fil-A. It's like, can I use the way God wired me to teach people to fall in love with Chick-fil-A in the most fun way? Just silliness. And then when I left to become a stay-at-home mom, I was like, man, can I use that same wiring to help people fall in love with Jesus? And could I raise my kids and use those crazy creative marketing ideas to help in the parenting world? And so through the last 15, 16 years, done several projects. I'm an ADD. They call me a shiny object child in college. So I'm like, look,
love it.
Squirrel. So done lots of things that probably don't make sense to people. I've written a book here, done a curriculum here, and lots of different projects. But they felt, I've known that the Lord was moving when he wouldn't let me, wouldn't let it fizzle out. A lot of us creative people get ideas and we act on them. Some of them was like, I want you to step into the space. It doesn't make sense in your resume. It doesn't make sense in the hierarchy of where you are. But that podcast was one of those. So fast forward, I had written a curriculum called Treasure for moms and daughters of tween girls. And I had a tween at the time and kind of just went hunting for what I was wanting to teach her and her friends in that 9 to 12 age. And a good friend of mine, Winter Pitts, had a magazine for girls. And I was like, are we recreating the wheel? Should we just join forces? You have a magazine. I have a curriculum. We're both super passionate about this window of girls. So we met on it. Our husbands, it was, gosh, back in 2017, 18, I can't remember. They came over. The four of us sat down and kind of brainstormed that she's an introvert. I'm an extrovert. She doesn't like a lot of new things. I want to try everything. And she said, well, why don't we try one project together before we see if this merges. and we'll do a podcast. And so that's what we did. We got on a podcast and together we recorded 19 episodes. At the time it was called Leading Girls Podcast. And we did what you do, Cynthia. We were like, we're not the experts. We just want to have guests on mm-hmm. and have conversations mm-hmm. and pull in people that we want to learn from. And then if other people listen, that's a bonus. So we would have Sissy Goff on and we talk about counseling or, oh gosh, all the different folks. And it was just a fun time. So 19 episodes recorded. Then that summer, tragically, Winter passed away, which could be a whole nother episode in itself. But she had a heart dysrhythmia that unexpectedly took her to heaven. Yeah. And we can link to all the episodes on that. But it was jarring. And so I tried to mm-hmm. keep going by myself and do it by myself. When I got to about 100 episodes, I was like, I don't know if this is supposed to be the thing. So I pulled away from podcasting and for some health reasons too. And so not new to podcasting, but I love one of the reasons I love Pardon the Mess is that it has mess in the title. Mm. And you've never acted like you're some parenting wizard yeah. and that you know everything God wants through people, but you're guiding people through conversations. You're sharing your own failures, your own mess in a way. And that's what my heart is. So when I learned that we had the similar heart, I'm like, okay, I'm interested.
Yeah. Yeah. Interested. Imagine going and doing something that doesn't make sense on the page. I get that. I get that. And I love that we have that overlap of just that whole idea of like life literally is messy. And I didn't say this earlier, but even my new podcast Mesmerized is spelled with two S's, like mess. Like you and I have that commonality of just knowing that there's so much mess around us, but like what matters? When you find people that do life the way you do, that see things the way you do, it's just such a gift. And I love that you had that with Winter and and now you're going to carry that on.
Yeah.
All right, summer's coming, like it or not, people. And so, listen, now's a good time to check out Adventures in Odyssey Club. It's a great tool for Christian parents helping to keep our kids busy and giving them access to hundreds of hours of faith-based content. And so, it's fun. It's also helping them as they grow in their spiritual walk with the Lord. This club comes with 10 user profiles, so everyone in the house can enjoy audio episodes, videos, and other content. Just do it at your own pace. Adventures in Odyssey Club has been doing this for over 35 years, and they are always adding new content. So there's no getting bored with this journey to the town of Odyssey. Go ahead and get your free trial going. You can go to adventuresinodyssey.com/pardonthemess. Again, that's adventuresinodyssey.com/pardonthemess. Another great resource coming out is Love God, Love Others. And I know as a Christian parent, I know you join me in this, that we want our kids to understand God and his love for us, but it can be kind of overwhelming trying to figure out how to do that. And so Christian Parenting is making this resource available. I wrote this. Again, it's called Love God, Love Others, and it's a 4-week family challenge to help you teach your kids the greatest commandment of all time, to love God and love others. And so there's pages that give you information on how to equip your kids on the scripture. There's points of truth, there's family challenges, all of it. And so it's a great resource to grow your family closer to God and closer to each other. And so I highly recommend you go check it out at cpgive.org. Again, cpgive.org. So let's talk about parenting. Tell us something.
I gotta breathe deep.
No. Right. Tell us something any like great advice you were given or let me ask it differently. I always like to, when people ask me this question, I always like to say, I like to tell the worst advice I've given in parenting. Just because I've given some okay advice, but really I've given some very bad advice, especially when my kids were little. And I was a self-proclaimed expert for a few years in there until they prove you wrong. And then you're like, oh gosh, I'm not so great at this.
For sure.
Yeah. Give us some of your thoughts on that. Some parenting thoughts.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because I'm like, looking back, you're like, I read a parenting book when my kids were 2 and 5. Like what in the world was I still stand by it. I was learning. It was one of those things that was like, I'm in the trenches. Oh my gosh. I was so fired up about what God was showing me and I wanted to write it down. But looking back, you're like, I had no idea what I'm talking about. And I probably still don't now, but yes, I think I could have, in my passion to do things, I like plans. I like creativity. I like action. I like intentional parenting. I think that can set a standard that there is an actual formula that's possible. And there's not. There's no right or wrong. There's no step one, two, three. We can try things, but I do believe at the end of the day, and God has kind of pulled my fingers off of the grip of owning this, that it's like, hey, by the way, I created them. Mm-hmm. I love them more than you do, and I know what's better. And so I'm starting to finally realize that, yes, we can be present. It's almost like if your son was like, hey, I'm going to be a doctor. And you're like, cool, let's pray about that.
Yeah.
But then he does nothing. Mm-hmm. It's like, we're not just going to pray about it. He's going to go to school. He's going to take steps towards mm-hmm. that. And so I think the same is true in parenting that I'm really realizing is that it's both. And it's a middle messiness in there that's like, yes, we honor God. We trust him with our kids, but we don't just throw our hands up and see how it plays out.
Totally.
You know, and then on the other extreme, it's like we can control and edit and manufacture and stifle what God wants to do in their life. And I think that tension is becoming messier and messier. Mm-hmm. And it really brings me to the Lord. Cause I'm like, I don't know. Either I've overstepped his timeline or overstepped what he wanted to do. And I have to back up.
Same.
And Paul, do you have these messy moments too? I imagine you do.
Of course. Well, I mean, you lost me earlier on your analogy of my son being a doctor. Cause I don't, last few doctors I've seen don't have a cherry bomb exhaust, but I digress, Courtney DeFeo. Tell us something that you have quit. And I know the back knowledge of why this is funny, but tell us something you've quit.
Well, my husband would be laughing because he's like, which snake? I'm like a serial. I'm a serial quitter, but I do think, not to diss myself, I love high ideas. I love ideation. Mm-hmm. I love brainstorming. I love new things. Mm-hmm. I get less excited when it's time to execute the thing. So it's always a good idea. And I'm like, hello, is there anyone out there that can take this ball and run? So totally. Don't be afraid. I won't quit part of the mess, no. At least next weekend. I'll give it a little go.
Give it a little go. Yes.
Yes. So it was pandemic. Winter's passing had really gotten my attention on health. I've had migraines for 20 years and thought, man, I really need, not that she could have prevented it, but I just thought, I really, as a person that loves and helps and serves, I put my health on the back burner mm-hmm. all the time. Like, I'd much rather take care of everyone else. So I started a series of doctor's appointments right in the beginning of the pandemic in 2020 and thought, I'm going to get better at mm-hmm. this. So they revealed that I have this condition called Chiari malformation and that I would potentially need a brain surgery for my migraines. And it was awful and lots to go into there. I haven't had the surgery, but they did say you need some physical and mental rest was one of the doctor's orders. And I was like, what is that? Have you ever heard of that, Cynthia? I've never heard of it. Physical and mental.
No clue. But I'm in for it. Google. I'm in for it. I'm going to need to go to Hawaii to do it though. Yeah.
Google that. So it was perfect timing with the pandemic. I just said, I'm just going to shut everything off. Nobody's going to lose it if I stop podcasting or Instagramming. It's like, you think you're more important than you are. And I was like, I'm just going to step back and stop stirring on all the things. So part of my plan was that I was going to get actual rest, but I would get time to shore up my foundation. I don't ever want to communicate and speak and write from a place of my insider wisdom. I want it to be so profoundly baked in Jesus and his wisdom. So I thought, I'll go to seminary. Doesn't that sound like a wise idea?
That sounds, it sounds very spiritual, if nothing else, like me, reading
and I was
Isaiah.
Like, I'm right here. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I'm right here in Dallas.
Yeah, do it.
So why don't go to Dallas Seminary, mm-hmm. DTS, where all the greats have gone.
For sure.
So I go down this path. I get in. I'm like, this is amazing. I get a new little backpack, a little, binder, some pens, some highlighters.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did. I was like, I'm going back to school, folks. And you better believe I shouted it from the rooftops. Like, look at me, world. I'm going to DTS. So one class in, I was like, this is amazing. I'm putting real clothes on. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. I went to downtown Dallas. I got around people from around the world, which is like, once you get out of your little bubble of your house, you realize like, wow, there's a person here from China that's learning how to take the gospel back to China. Here's a person from India. Yeah. Like, it just pulls your perspective up so high. So did that. First class was hermeneutics. What is that? Thank you. I had to Google hermeneutics. It means how to study the Bible.
Awesome.
Interpreting and studying the Bible. Yeah. So I had to Google my first class. So my first class was hermeneutics by Dr. Yarbrough, and he was the brand new president coming in right there at July 2020. So I was mesmerized by him. He taught unbelievably. And I will say, I don't know if you figured this out, or maybe you might be different than me because you're pretty smart. You're an attorney. I am street smart, folks.
Yeah.
Like, there was no straight A's or Dean's List here at Auburn University for me. So anyway, I understood him in a way that thought, okay, this is hard, maybe like Harvard, but I can do this. So second class comes around. It's a very, very smart teacher.
Oh, no.
And I was like, uh-oh. Like, I'm in over my head. Yeah. I don't know what he's saying.
Yeah.
I don't even know where that is in the Bible. And I started getting headaches and was like, I don't have time to do an 8-page paper and stress about it. And I didn't even pray about Cynthia. I just straight quit, like drop the mic. I'm not doing that paper.
I'll show you.
Walked out, email the people. I'm out. I'm out, which I don't recommend to people, but I do know looking back that I should have been like, yes, you're interested in that.
Yeah.
But is there a plan B? Do you have to go all the way into seminary? You could have said, do I go to the Bible study at my church? Do I do an online course? Do I do the Bible recap? Or do I audit? I probably should have just audited back then and said, like, I can learn, but I don't have to have papers due when I have teenagers coming home. So
totally.
Yeah, I'm a dropout. I'm a seminary dropout. Still believe in it.
For sure. I believe in a lot of things I don't do. A lot of things I've dropped out of. Let me start the list. How long do we have today? Well, I share that story just because, listen, if you wonder, is Courtney DeFeo my kind of person? I answer on behalf of the public, of the listeners. Yes, ma'am. If you go to seminary for two classes and quit and can still laugh about it, I'm like, hail, hail, you're my people. So
yes.
That is funny. I just love that story. And so we're going to start to wrap this up a little bit, but we have another show we're going to do together next week. We're going to do one more part of the mess, and then I'm going to sign it off to you.
Oh.
I know. I wonder if it'll be like a little weird cry fest. Don't worry, people. We can edit. You won't have to hear it all.
Let's put in some dramatic songs and I don't know. Let's march you out down the street or something. I'll come up with something good for the end.
We'll have a parade. We'll have a parade. This is going to be awesome. And by the way,
an online parade. Everybody go live and wave.
Right. Yeah, that's something like that. All of that being said, Courtney, as we kind of wrap it up, I couldn't love you more. You're so much fun. And in the next show, we're going to talk about some more specifics on Pardon the Mess and even just what the Lord's been doing through us and our relationship. But as we wrap this up, like, just share with us just your heart for parenting and having come out of a season of quiet last few years, just how you know that the Lord's called you into this.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm teary. I think parenting is really lonely. And that's one of the reasons that I love podcasts is because, Cynthia, there are probably many shocked today because you are their friend. It's like, do I think real life friends are better than anything? For sure. Yeah. But you have been a voice that has been in their car going to carpool. And like me, I needed the same thing. And during my downtime, I finished Netflix, basically.
Good. I mean, the whole thing.
I basically watched all of Netflix. But it was 3 years of going like, I know God doesn't want me out there, but it's really quiet. Mm. It's really quiet at home. But I didn't have permission or that release to move forward until just recently. Right when he was giving you the approval and the permission to leave, he was giving me the go, which is just so crazy. But it's been really sweet to feel the difference between someone asked me, are you scared? Is this fear or discernment? And I didn't have discernment like this is not a wise thing to do. I knew it was a great choice for walking with the Lord and getting back into podcasting, but I was scared. You know, I was like, will people listen? Is this a good use of my time? Will I have headaches? And so, but over time, I got such a peace, and it was truly the day that you and I met at lunch and sat next to each other that it felt like this overwhelming peace that like, we can do this. And just the freedom to be myself and to not be you and to do the same things you were gearing this thing towards. It's like, you are not alone. Mm. Parenting is rough.
Yeah.
God loves you. And we can have some conversations to kind of move that ball forward, even when we're wanting to control it, but we shouldn't. We're wanting to trust God, but we don't know what to do. There's all those things mixed in between. And I'm just excited to be a part of it, of what you built. Like, it's a little bit daunting to pick up something so sturdy and strong that you've built and hope I don't drop it.
No.
And shatter it,
folks. You will
not
drop it. There's nothing to, listen, if there is a way to drop, shatter, the ball to be dropped, it would have been done over here already by this one, the technology girl who can't get it right most of the time and all the things. And so, I just know this is the Lord. And so I'm just so thankful for you and grateful for your friendship and grateful for the amazing days ahead for Pardon the Mess. I'm going to read you a quote that's sitting here that I've been pondering, but I think it applies to what we're talking about. Lou Giglio said this, "Faith thrives in holy discontent. The greatest moments in life can often result from some of the most uncomfortable decisions. Nothing worth having comes without a cost." And I just, yeah, like, isn't that it? Just all around, people, for me, for you, for everyone listening, you guys, that's just like this holy discontent, that restlessness, that calling into the unknown. Like, yeah, some of the greatest moments come from the most uncomfortable, hard decisions. And you and I are both walking some of that, but nothing worth having comes without a cost. And if there's anything moms and dads know, that
for sure.
Yeah, there's a cost to it all, and it is worth it. So,
hey, let me ask you one more thing.
Sure.
So I would love for the people listening that are shocked right now to tangibly thank you and just reach out to you, because I think many people just assume, almost like a pastor, when a pastor moves on, you're like, wait, I wanted to tell you what you have impacted their life. And so where can they find you if they want to DM you or just send you a little note? Where can they stay connected?
Yes. Well, I would love that. And thank you. That, see, that's just how great you are to even ask the question, Courtney DeFeo. Okay. So everyone, here's how we're going to do this. You can follow me on Instagram, on social, as Cynthia Yanoff. And this summer, it's going to get interesting because my daughter's taking it over. I mean, I will be there and present. But, and so we're going to up that a little bit. And also my website is CynthiaYanoff.com. And there will be fun things this summer that we're going to be doing. So you can there, check me out. You have complete access to me DMing me or sending me an email through my website. I will respond. And then Mesmerized is the podcast with two S's, and we're still going to be talking messes, and Courtney DeFeo will be on it coming up too. And I'm super excited about that because I twist her arm and we're going to talk about all the fun things.
It's probably a good thing we weren't friends earlier. We'd be like, actually, what we want to do is stay together.
Right, right. That would have been a bigger issue. Maybe that's a project down the way if somebody will implement it for us.
That's right.
So I would love for people, Cynthia Yanoff is my social, CynthiaYanoff.com. And then obviously I would love for you to tune in and listen to Mesmerized. And so that's where we are. So everyone, listen.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm proud of you, friend. And I'm grateful for you. And so here's how we're going to do this. We'll be back next week. The dynamic duo, as I now refer to us as, that they go by our maiden names in the middle. So just hold on to yourself. We're so professional, everyone. And
Wilkerson and McClure.
Yes, excuse me.
Law.
Yes, McClure and Wilkerson, LLPs, look out. We'll be back next week. We're going to talk about all the things. Yes, about the podcast, but really about just making some decisions in our lives, not just ours, like everyone listening. Like there's a hard place, whether you're facing it now or you're getting ready to, or maybe you have, we want to walk through that a little bit. What does that look like? How do we do that well? And how does that apply to our parenting? And I will just say this, you guys, I like to stay in what is known. I like to stay in what's measurable. I like to stay in places that are comfortable, that I've seen success. And I have found that God does not often keep us in those places, and he calls us into other places. And in that, as hard as it is, and as much as I don't want to do that, I do want my kids to see that. First world problems, for sure. There's hard, hard things out there. You're walking hard things. But let's just talk about this next week, Courtney, just about, you know, new things. How do we figure out this holy discontent? How do we know when we need to move forward? What does this look like? How do we see God's faithfulness? What it is, what it isn't? Some of that stuff, as well as just moving forward with Part of the Mess and Mesmerized, all those things. So come back next week. Courtney and I will be back in all our fabulousness with our professional middle names, and we'll go from there. And so, Courtney, any last words?
Thank you, friend.
Thank you.
No, I'm just excited at what God's going to do. And I'm just pumped. It's going to be fun.
So fun. All right, you guys, we know your days are busy. As always, thank you for joining us as we pardon the mess.